Sindri, as Brock nods, I'm sure we could produce even more magnificent gifts. Loki, shaking his head in doubt, maybe, but I'll bet my head that you cannot surpass this merchandise. Brock, Loki, you are really willing to wager your own head? Loki, yes, I really am, on one condition, though. If I lose the bet, you may cut off my head, as long as you don't harm any other part of my body. Sindri, we agree. Let's consider it a bet, then. Brock, we'll begin work on it now. The elves turn their backs on Loki and begin their preparations. Loki, he smiles, picks up his burden, and goes outside. I'm not through with Sindri and Brock, I can assure you. For a shapeshifter am I, and I'll return to them as a biting fly. He exits. Act 3. The fire gets hotter. Scene 1. The cave of Sindri and Brock, who are working at the furnace. They take turns pumping up the fire with a bellows and firing the gifts. However, when one of them is working with the gold or silver, there is a loud buzzing sound as Loki, now in the form of a biting fly, tries to interfere with their work. Brock, to Sindri, who is pumping the bellows. Good. Sindri, just keep the fire hot as I draw out this gold piece. If it cools even a little, I'll lose the shape. Brock goes through the motions of drawing something out of the furnace with large tongs, then nearly drops the object as Loki stings him on the back of one hand.